It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Tomorrow marks the official start of spring, and with a new season comes new restaurant options in our area. Joining us to discuss is Emma Orlow, a reporter with Eater New York, covering restaurants, bars, and pop-ups. Good morning, Emma.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Now, Emma, you just wrote a spring preview for Eater, and we know the season brings warmer weather and cherry blossoms, but is it common for new restaurants to open in the spring?
Yeah, I mean, spring is definitely a big season for openings. I would say historically, fall was the big season, but COVID has kind of changed all of that, where a lot of the major restaurant openings in fall get pushed to spring. And now, you know, the calendar's changing a bit because so much of it is people who are relying on waiting on the state liquor authority to give them their liquor license, build out stuff, a lot of construction delays. I can definitely say that this year has a ton of openings and definitely a ton of openings that I'm extremely excited about.
Okay, a lot of openings. So how did you decide on what restaurants to include in your roundup?
Yes, that's sort of the question. I think the secret recipe is kind of a mix of factors. We try and mix in diverse voices, a mix of different kinds of price points, cuisines, people who maybe were bigger names in the restaurant industry, mixed in with up-and-comers. It's a mix of things.
All right. Well, we've heard about your considerations there. So tell us about some of the places that you're most excited about.
The main one I would say is Rochelie, which is a really big Rome institution, and they're opening their first ever location in New York City. But it's an unusual situation in that it is opening in a place in the West Village called Niche Niche, which is owned by a woman named Ariel, who owns a bunch of restaurants in the West Village. She is actually partnering with them on their New York expansion and closing down that restaurant that she owned and flipping it into a space that she's collaborating on with them. It will sort of bring in the multidisciplinary things that that restaurant is known for in Rome as a bakery, as a wine bar, as a restaurant, as sort of like a general store. Another one that I'm really excited about is Little Grenhai. This is a pop-up that's a Thai American pop-up that's been around since kind of the start of the pandemic in various forms.
And it's called Little Grenhai?
Yes. And it's opening in Bed-Stuy. It is going to be their first, you know, brick and mortar that they've ever signed on. And it's kind of like a Thai American luncheonette. The photos of the interior design that they have in the works are really quite fun, you know, the classic like diner stools and all of that. And they're kind of doing food that's a mix of, one of the owners is from Thailand, one of the owners is from Chicago. They're a couple that met in Thailand, actually on Tinder. It kind of fuses together both of their backgrounds. So it's like, you know, Chiang Mai sausages, but featured as a Chicago dog.
Wow.
Or smash burgers. And I think something that's really special about what they're doing there is I think they're really trying to place emphasis on affordability.
It's never too early for lunch for me, so I'm already getting hungry hearing about some of these things. But maybe we could hear about one more place in detail and then list a few others.
Yeah, sure. The big one that I think everyone has on their radar in the food industry is Superiority Burger. Now, this was a restaurant that some people might be familiar with that was in the East Village. It had a really small storefront. They were known for their vegetarian and accidentally vegan food. And Brooks Headley was like a big kind of fine dining person that opened this restaurant, and it was a sensation when it opened and people were sad when it closed. It's relocating to be a much bigger restaurant now with like full service and a ton of seating in the East Village, in the former home of Odessa Diner, which, you know, some people may remember closed during the pandemic, East Village institution. And they're really trying to keep that history alive in the new space. And people on Instagram are kind of like begging them to open, being like, you said you're going to open soon. When is the opening day? And I think I just can tell that that one specifically has sort of a rabid fan base that's really excited to see it.
Okay, this is a relocation of Superiority Burger. And maybe just list a few other places that are also interesting.
Yeah, we have Salty Lunch Ladies Little Luncheonette. We have ALF Bakery, Ursula, another relocation, Little Egg, Hamburger America, a lot of exciting things happening.
Looking at your list, it looks like there's possibly a lot of diners and comfort food here. Is that a trend you're noticing in some of the new restaurants opening this season?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, coming out of the pandemic and now with everything that's happening with inflation, I think something that's really on both business owners and customers' minds alike is affordability and also fun and comfort. You know, fine dining always felt inaccessible to a lot of New Yorkers. And now even more so for a lot of people, it can feel a little bit tone deaf or out of reach financially. And I think everyone just loves a diner.
Everybody loves a diner. Okay, Emma, and for more information, we can all find out more by just going to ny.eater.com. And you have the spring 2023 picks right there?
We do. And we also have, if you'd like to check out more about why diners and luncheonettes right now, we have our trend piece on that on the homepage, which gives a little bit more context to some of those openings.
Emma Orlow from Eater New York, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.